listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dasker, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It was a hot day today, and my cousin's here, finally, in the new studio. Hi, Barry.
How you doing, everybody?
This is Barry Eisen, and we're going to talk about his career, his music, and a lot more. And we're going to have a special guest tonight. Also, we're going to have the unraveling of Michelle, who was a guy and now is a woman. So that'll be the beginning of the show. But anyway, as always, everyone out there, please call us from coast to coast, 323-203-0815. That's toll-free. That's the Skype number. And our emails are info@latalkradio.com, twitter.com/latalkradio, Facebook, latalkradio.com. And also, I'm on the BBS network. My cousin doesn't know that. I have another network with us. And everyone on the BBS network, you're going to be introduced to my cousin, Barry. That's another network that they simulcast. So anyway, welcome everybody. It's a wonderful day. Dodgers won.
Yeah.
They pulled it out 2-1.
2-1.
And we don't know the Angels score because my phone is missing, but we'll find that. Anyway, we'll start today. The preseason, we're going to do a little news, and my cousin will see me do the news portion. Ted Baxter. The preceding portion of the news has been brought to you by Milano Sandwiches, an espresso bar in Tarzana, California, and by Northridge Steel, where you get a good deal. And also sponsoring the show tonight, we got a brand new sponsor, The Rose and Crown, the best of British food, located in Newhall, California, and by the LA Clippers NBA Basketball, and Eddie Ocalis Martinez from the LA Clippers, and they sponsor our show. So I got one NBA team, Lakers one time, and then by Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt. Tutti Frutti.
Who doesn't like frozen yogurt?
I'm telling you. And you're going to like Milano's. They're the best sandwiches. And last week we had a very good show. We had Kelly McGrath. Tell me what you thought about her. The phones were pumping. We did very well with her on the show. She was just amazing. Barry, she could sing. She did a cappella. And she had a guitar guy. Ah, yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But my cousin's going to give you better. So, Kelly... He's going to give you competition.
Different.
There you go. Different type of music. Anyway, today we're going to talk about some news items. The UN backs the Gaza War Crimes Report. The UN Human Rights Council backs a report into Israel's Gaza offensive, accusing both Israel and the Hamas of war crimes. The report by Richard Goldstone calls for credible investigations by Israel and Hamas and suggests international war crimes prosecutions if they do not come clean. And 25 countries voted for the resolution, while the United States and Israel voted against, as well as other countries. So that's been in the news. Both Israel and the U.S. oppose official endorsement of this report, saying it would set back Middle East peace hope. See, Barry, we do little news. North Korean diplomat to visit U.S. A senior North Korean diplomat is to be allowed a rare visit to the United States later this month. He's going to be talking with Obama. So there'll be an informal meeting, they say. Anyway, what else we have is the U.S. balloon. What did you think of that balloon yesterday, Barry? Yeah. That kid in the balloon, that was crazy. Well, they say the U.S. balloon boy, you know, the boy case, not a hoax. A Colorado sheriff has said there's no indication that the family of a boy thought to have been carried away by a helium balloon was carrying out a hoax. The disappearance of Falcon Heaney 6 became a media drama that grasped the nation. He was later found at home hiding away. So there you go. That's a kid that'll have a tremendous story down the road, right?
Yeah, he'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, he'll say, hey, this is what's going on. Anyway, we've got some other news to talk about. A ban on tortured documents were lifted. The High Court has ruled that U.S. intelligence documents containing details of alleged torture of a former U.K. resident can't be released. Ethiopian-born Binyan Mohamed, 31, who spent 4 years in Guantanamo Bay, claims British authorities colluded in his torture while he was in Morocco. So that's a story out there. And we have some David Letterman. I have some David Letterman talk.
Another apology?
Another apology. No, well, David Letterman's... Today, allegedly, three other women will come forward on Monday. So we'll see what happens with David Letterman. It's a, I'll tell you, he apologizes every week, you know. Now, Mexican police found cut-off bodies. Wonderful story to say at people on a Friday night. The dismembered bodies of 9 men have been discovered in an abandoned truck in southwest Mexico, police say. And they said this is the second incident of this. Can you imagine?
Ugh. I don't even want to see pictures.
I don't want to see. That could be a movie right there. Anyway, a baby survives. Did you see the baby survive that train? Did you see it, Barry?
No, I did not.
Oh, unbelievable story. Well, let me tell my cousin and the world and around the globe. A 6-month baby had a miraculous escape after his stroller rolled off a railway, the station platform, and it went into a path of an oncoming train. You know what happened? Unbelievable story. Well, the baby didn't get injured, believe it or not. It survived. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And these are people that are great actors. Unlike my cousin, TLC sues John Gosselin, the current show ending. John and Kate, wonderful show. Gosselin aren't the only ones conferencing with lawyers. TLC, the network that had introduced the bickering couple and their 8 kids to the nation, has not only put the kibosh on John and Kate, plus 8, but also filed a breach of contract lawsuit against John Gosselin. I guess he took the money. He took the $100,000, right?
What's behind door number one?
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with my cousin there. Now, Dodgers 2, Phillies 1. Dodgers are now tied with series 1-1. Me and my cousin are happy because I didn't think they were going to win. I think Philly was leading 1-0. There was a home run by Ryan Howard. And then the Dodgers won by the mistakes of the Phillies, thank God.
Yeah.
So they have to go to Philly, and that's going to be tough. So we hope they can get 2 where they have to get. They have to win 4. So they get to win 2 games in Philly.
Hey, they beat St. Louis in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They can beat Philly in Philly.
That's right. And Philly, it shows me no bullpen. They didn't really have a good bullpen. You know, and Barry, you know, these are my sponsors, so we'll get into it with my sponsors. But are you getting hungry right now, everyone out there? Well, we have a place for you where the food is absolutely the best. They've been with me since I've been here at LA Talk Radio and also on the BBS Network. It's called Milano Sandwiches and Espresso Bar, located in Tarzana. They have scrumptious chicken shawarma sandwiches to chicken wraps to roast beef. So I'm hungry right now. I'm going to go right now. And to wonderful salads. Right now, Milano's has a special deal. If you buy 2 entrees, you get 1 free. Is that a deal or what? And if you prefer a cup of coffee or Danish, Milano's has that too. They also have sugar-free Danish. You might as well eat the sugar.
Yeah.
You know? That's what they have. Anyway, maybe you want a smoothie. They have that too. Milano's is located at 6075 Reseda Boulevard near the Metro Station Gold Line. So if you're taking that Gold Line, you'll see Milano's. And their phone number is 818-609-0822. Milano does take major credit cards. And Milano's, of course, is simply the best. And they've been with me for a long time. And now, are you looking to redo your gates, or maybe you want to put up new fences or put up some new doors to your home? We have a corporate partner we deal with, Northridge Steel. Northridge Steel's been around for 30 years, and they have done doorways, they've done gates, and they do custom-made work. Anyway, if you're looking to get a good deal, good price, go to Northridge Steel. They're located at 18518 Parthenia Street, corner of Reseda in Northridge, California. And their phone number is 818-349-3433. And Barry, they take major credit cards.
So that's good for
the economy. Very good. And one other sponsor I want to introduce, and I told my cousin about it. He didn't know about him. I was there yesterday, and I was watching the Dodger game. You know, I got to see my cousin perform yesterday in a place called New Hall. And people from China will say, "Where's New Hall?" But anyway, New Hall's out there. Wait, we got a call. Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on with Cameron. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patty Finley from the Canyon Theater Guild.
Hi, Patty. This is Cameron and my cousin Barry. He's familiar with you. Anyway, real quick, tell us what's going on and what do you have going on this weekend?
This weekend and through Halloween.
Okay.
Every weekend we have a wonderful musical, Phantom. This is not the Andrew Lloyd Webber Phantom. This is another version, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, good.
We're selling out pretty much on the weekends, but we wanted to offer a special to anyone who's listening to your show. If they would like to come to next Friday night's performance of Phantom, they can call our box office and say Skype as the code word and get $5 off per ticket.
Oh, that's very nice of you. That's very nice. I wish I could go next Friday, but I'll be here working. Maybe I'd love to see it. But, yeah, people out there, it's a wonderful production. My cousin worked on them. Didn't you work there one time? My cousin's an actor and a singer, and they have wonderful stuff. I was there on Thursday night, and I got to see my cousin perform, and I walked along the Main Street.
So Main Street, yeah.
Wonderful.
It's just beautiful now. It's part of the redevelopment area here. And the city just finished doing a beautiful streetscape. So
they did a great job.
It's a wonderful place to come. Yeah. Now, we have some nice retail stores that are opening on Main Street, and we have a couple of restaurants and a couple of theaters. And it's a really great place to go. And the theater prices are really reasonable compared to going over the hill.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Definitely, definitely.
And we do great theater.
Well, that's what I heard. That's what I hear. I want to go review it. I want to review a show for my show.
Anytime you want to come, let me know, and I'll get you tickets.
Oh, good. That's a good deal. Okay.
And right after Phantom, the day after Thanksgiving, we open with our holiday show, which is Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, good.
So we try to theme some of our shows to the holidays, like Halloween and the Christmas holidays. So those two are coming up, and then we have High School Musical, too.
Oh, wow. I've never seen a live production of that. That would be something my niece and nephew would probably like. And I would like to see that, too. That'll be coming up soon, right?
Yep. That's coming up actually in March.
Okay, so that'll be 2010 before we know it. Okay. Okay,
but,
great.
We do nine shows a year here at the theater, and we do comedies, dramas, musicals. We've got the producers coming up next spring.
Okay.
So we got a lot going on. Anytime you want to come, Cameron, you just call and talk to me.
Will do. I'll
take care of you.
Thank you, Bev, for calling. And you know, we're going to come out there. Anyway, have a wonderful... People, you heard what she said. People from around the world. Very good theater. My cousin's been there. And definitely go there to the wonderful Canyon. Is this the Canyon Guild, right?
Canyon Theater Guild in Newhall. And the production right now is Coppett and Yeston's Phantom.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Live radio at its best. You guys, put on your mic.
Sure.
We got a Beatle. We didn't have the Beatles, but we have a band that I'll introduce. I'm Cameron.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
so we didn't
Cameron.
Introduce ourselves.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Cameron, I'm Sam Morris. This is my tech man.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
good.
You.
That's Barry, my cousin.
How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you. Boy, it's like,
nice
let me get this call real quick. Because they've been calling. Hello, sorry about the delay. We've been. Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Michelle, we're gonna talk to you real quick because I know I promised you to get on, but we got so many calls coming in on different events around the city. I'll tell you, we're where it's at. Anyway, Michelle did a movie. It's a documentary movie called Unraving Michelle, and it's about her life. Her new transition life from male to female. So we're going to talk about the movie. So now I saw this part of the movie and it was interesting of the transition of what you went through and everything. But let me ask you this. I got to see it. I've seen Tula. I've seen very famous celebrity Chaz, Bono, Sonny Bono's daughter. What was the main reason of, as they say, of you changing your sex? Was it a thing where you want to be a lady? I mean, not a lady, a girl? What was it? Sorry about that.
Okay, well, I guess the whole thing is just since I was a kid, and I just always just wanted to be a girl. I never thought I was a girl. I just preferred to be a girl. And I guess it's as simple as that. So every chance I got in my life, I slipped away into my little make-believe back then, which I guess you get later in life, and you just push comes to shove, and you just had enough, and you just make your your dreams come true, I guess.
All right, let me ask you some questions real quick, and then I wanted to get you on because you had a preview in Baltimore on your movie, and I told my cousin, he's a actor, you know, of your premiere and stuff, and you did really well, I understand, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We did excellent, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know you went through the procedure to have this surgery. How long did it take for you to go through all the intricacies of this surgery?
I've been through several surgeries. 3.5 years ago, I went through my first facial feminization surgery. And then a year after that, I had a second. And then I had my top done, the following year after that. So it's been step by step and, you know, procedure by procedure.
All right. Now, did you have to go through psychological evaluations?
Yeah, I did that in the beginning. Actually, I had three therapists before I even started this whole thing, I wanted to make sure 100% that I wasn't fooling myself or making a mistake. I just wanted everything confirmed, and I just wanted to be 1,000% sure.
All right. Let me ask you this question. How did your family and your coworkers or friends, how did they deal with the fact that you changed your gender reassignment surgery? How did they react?
Well, everybody, you know, different people, I call it landmines. Most people took it well. Some better than others, but there was a few that, that we've totally lost touch and, you know, lost their friendship over it. My family did well, except my sister, my evil sister. No, she's evil.
Your evil sister? Oh, my God. That sounds like a movie itself. I got one of those.
Yeah.
That was Sam Morris.
Everybody did well. I mean, I lost my business partner. I actually lost a few friends but gained a whole bunch more. And I think where people respected that I kind of took this head on and, you know, dealt with it, just dealt with it face to face and did
it. How painful
is
that?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you another question, then because it's a very interesting. Now, your movie, I got to see some of it, and it was very interesting because you went through the transition. And what made you want to do a movie of that? What motivated you to do that movie from start to finish?
My movie, Unraveling Michelle, it's the documentary. It's basically, I had a good scoop on a movie. I mean, a good scoop on telling a story. I had the inside scoop. I had complete control of the talent. No one else knew. So I pointed my camera at my crew and, on camera, told my my crew. I pretty much came out on camera.
Yeah, I noticed that. I'll have to, my cousin, I'm going to have him see it. It's an interesting film. It's very avant-garde, you know, seeing the film, very avant-garde. Let me ask you a couple more questions, and then we're going to get, we got so many, we got a big show today, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Now, what was the biggest obstacles you went through, going through this, you know, being a transgender right now? What has been the biggest obstacles you're facing right now?
You know, the biggest obstacle I think that I face is unknown prejudice. I don't get a lot. I expected more, and I haven't gotten it. My friend Janice, she told me the big secret. She says, because I was totally frightened, and she said, there's a secret to it all. She says, do people like you? And if they do, you're not going to have a problem. And I thought about it for 5 minutes, and I said, I'm going to be okay.
Well, good.
And,
we're okay from it. Okay. So let me ask you this, a couple closing questions. Now, what's the biggest misconception regarding transgender people? Do you think we have? What do you think the biggest
misconception? Oh God. You know, I'm not really sure. You know, see, I just threw myself out there in the world, but I shoot films for a living. I make movies. I'm a DP and a gaffer, and it was a little odd on certain crews, but most of the crews were my crews, and I hired these people. And I generally don't have a lot of problems, although sometimes I've had some guys that I've hired, men, and they just don't. It's true. It's they don't want to listen to women.
Okay.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. So most of my crews these days, I hire about 75% of women. I think they're better listeners.
Okay. All right. Barry, you want to add anything to that?
The only thing that's question that pops into my mind is I would have expected a more feminine voice.
Yes. You know what? I have a voice coach, and my life is just so busy. I'm supposed to do all these drills and stuff like that, and I don't. And I, you know, the voice is the toughest thing. You know, the female to males, they get the voice, but the male to females, we get the good genitals. So we got one over them.
Okay. Boy, that's an open subject right there. Anyway, lastly, now, since you had the transgender surgery, did it open any new doors for you?
Well, you know, I date mostly bisexual and gay women, mostly gay lately. I'm actually dating some woman, Megan. I'll give her a little shout out there. I'm dating some girl, and she's gay, and it works. I mean, I think my relationship with my lover is stands above all else that all people judge me by. If my woman feels good with me, then a lot of times I could just say the rest of the world, you know, I don't care. I don't care. Okay. So that's like totally important for me.
All right. So it sounds like you're adjusting pretty well from what you've been through. But anyway, everyone out there, the movie's going to be coming out called Unraveling Michelle, and hopefully it'll come to Los Angeles. It's playing back east. You had in Baltimore, you had the preview, and one of my good friends over there, as you know, Regina, told me all about it because she does a show in Baltimore. She told me all about it.
Yeah, and everybody can go to www.unravelingmichelle.com. Okay. They can see the trailer. It's kind of crazy. We just got a crazy write-up. Saying, you know, this story's been told, but not like this. And something like There Will Be Blood, and, you know, that we have this whole John Waters twist, but it's, you know, reality as opposed to, you know, fictional. So, we like the edge. And, you know, I wouldn't want to make a film anymore that wasn't eclectic and cultish. So,
uh-oh.
You know, that's
he said, a word out there. People are going to go, what the heck is that? What did he just say? I can imagine someone from the South. What did he say again on the Skype network? Anyway, I want to thank you, Michelle, and also if when you go online, you can read more about it. And a very interesting film. And for those people that are into indie films, it's very interesting, and it's different than I've ever seen because I've seen the one with Tula, who played James Bond's Super Lady. She did a movie, as you know.
She's
Tula.
Hot.
Yeah, Tula, and
is that Michelle on the cover?
There? That's Michelle on the cover. Yeah, I got your cover. So there you go.
Yeah.
So you get some people here. Anyway, Michelle, thank you very much, and we'll talk about the movie. If you want to know more, we're going to have it on our webcast. So anyway, thank you very much, Michelle, and I like your company. It's called Tough City Bitch Production. So not your average Joe. That's funny how you had it. That's Michelle Ann Farrell, correct?
Thank you.
www.unravelingmichelle.com. Thanks, Michelle, so much, and we appreciate your time. And you know what? We hope it gets a lot of airplay. Your new movie.
Thank you so much. And if you can go to all of our screenings on the website, we got a whole page. You can hit our press kit. And I want some distributor out there to buy my film. It's a good film, damn it.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully someone will hear us on the Skype network and say, hey, I got to get that film. All right. Anyway, nice hearing from you, and believe me, it's tough making a film out there. Yeah, especially a 78-minute documentary film at that. Anyway, Michelle, take care, and we'll talk to you soon and give an update of what's going on with the film, where it's going. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Michelle Farrell, and that was she was talking about her film Unraveling Michelle, and it's a documentary about her life. So it's very, very interesting out there. And the reason I had her on was one of my friends did a whole show about her, and she's going to go on Oprah. So that's going to be an Oprah thing coming up. Anyway, I got all the musical people today. All right. Hey, Beatle cover band. All right. You can't do Eleanor Rigby.
Da, I da, da, that da, for you. Da, da.
All right. Anyway, my cousin's a singer. This is Barry.
How you
Barry
guys doing?
Eisen. And I want to introduce everybody. Matt.
I'm Sam Morris.
Yeah. And your name?
I'm Mike.
Mike?
Yep. I'm his kind of his
engineer,
everything.
Engineer, producer. All right.
I call him Beetle Mike. I'm like the gopher. Yeah.
You go gopher here and there, huh? Well, what we're going to do, because we have these great musicians tonight, I'm going to play a track from my cousin's CD, and then we're going to have you guys. You have a track?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll play it on. Let me get back to the wonderful music, as they say. Hold on here.
Get some estrogen for Michelle.
Yeah. Well, you know, she had her estrogen.
You know,
why
it's
is
interesting.
Her voice
so deep? Yeah, the voice didn't get there. That's
it's
for
interesting.
Sure.
Michael Jackson, I heard, was taking estrogen. It helped his voice.
Really?
To retain that singing voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Who would know? Who would know?
Yeah.
You know, but it's interesting because when I talked to her, she said that was the big thing. It was her voice. You know, people would say, you know, your voice is horrible. So anyway, Sam, real quick, before I get Barry's music up here, tell us, you do Beatle cover band work.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is take our influences from the classic rock, 70s, 60s, classic rock bands, and infuse them into the Beatles in that kind of symphonic, Beatlesque type way. We're working on a track right now we're really proud of. We're bringing kind of a Doorsy feel to Come Together. So it's kind of like Doors meets the Beatles in a symphonic type.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Elements
wow.
of Queen. Also.
A Queen? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And now, and let me ask you a question, and then I'm going to ask Barry a question too and play some music. Mm-hmm. What was, you know, Beatle music is wonderful. I love the Beatle music. But was it, did you grow up with the Beatle music, Sam?
Yeah, and the fact that they're re-releasing all the albums remastered, and the fact that, you know, the Beatles box set, or what's that, the Rock Band game came out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not that they ever were going anywhere, but they're not going anywhere anytime soon. As a matter of fact, with the Rock Band thing, it's being re-delivered to a whole other generation, and that's what I'm trying to target in on.
Oh, that's a neat thing, because there's so many people out there that haven't heard Beatles. You know, in fact, we did a show, and we talked about the Beatles, and some young gal called, she says, who are they again? It was funny, you know. And I want to introduce to everyone Barry Eisen, my cousin. And Barry's been a performer. He was an actor. He's still an actor. He's a singer. He does singing now. And Barry sings at different charities. He sings, different hits. In fact, we're going to share tonight, once we get up, a little CD. You want Clementine?
Sure, go with that.
All right, let me
put it. You can never go wrong with Bobby Darin.
All right, let me get track.
Bobby D.
Double click on number one.
Okay. All right, let's get back on. Get our screen. That's what when I'm thinking when you do live radio, everything happens on live radio. I tell you, I'll tell you a funny story about Sam real quick. I met Sam. I was looking in the recycler, and he had an act. I said, you know what, I better call this guy. And so that's how I got with Sam. You know, let me get to the musical end. We got our little box here. You know, sometimes it'll work really good. Sometimes it won't. So we'll get it going. Let's see if I can Barry's song. Okay, let's get it up. Let me put...
In a cavern down by canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina. Clayton and his daughter, Chunky Clementine. Now every morning, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you know she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. She took the footbridge across the water, though she weighed 299. That old bridge trembled, whoops, it disassembled, and dumped her in to that foamy brine. It cracked like thunder, then she went under, blowing bubbles down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved Chunky Clementine.
I never sang with myself before.
Broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until that service, hey, that they held for Clementine. Sailor, when you're out in your whaler with your harpoon, hey, your trusty line. And if she shows now, yell, there she blows now, that just may be my Clementine. One more time. Oh my darling, 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 Clementine, you may be gone, but you'll never be forgotten. Fare thee well. So long, Clementine. Bye bye.
Yeah. That was good.
Wow.
Did
he rock the house or what?
Well, that's, you know what? That was very good. That was Barry Eisen.
That was me.
That was you.
Oh,
that was you. Let's see. Let's do one more track. Is this it?
No, that's, well, that's one, but
okay, that's it. Let's do it. We'll do it.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled.
One of my favorite Marty Robbins songs.
Doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment. And there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation that I lean on.
Who would that be?
My woman, my woman, my wife.
I wonder if she's listening.
Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak, and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender.
Hello, Elvis in your voice.
With love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul. But my woman's faith carried me through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know just what she is worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it, my woman, my woman, my wife.
Wow. And that was Barry Eisen. Yay!
That was the same guy that did Clementine?
I'm telling you.
Incredible.
Okay, now what we're going to do... Was she available over there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to have some Beatle music. Oh, we got one more.
No.
Come on. This?
I mean...
That's it.
There you go.
All right. Okay, let's pause that. Pause. Anyway, we're going to have... Now we can remove that one, and we're going to play... Some Beatle music.
Yeah, actually.
Now let me ask Barry one question, then we'll have you guys, because we have time. Now, Barry, what when you did the Marty Robbins song, I know it was so beautiful. You know, like he was saying, had an Elvis feel about it. You know, what inspired you to do that song?
I'm into lyrics, and that's one of the most beautiful songs lyric wise. I am not into heavy metal, heavy rock and roll. I loved the Beatles early, but when they got a little bit, you know, the Walrus and Cuckoo Cuckoo, I like nice, easy listening songs, and so Marty Robbins does that, a lot of Elvis, Dean Martin, those are my influences.
You like Roy Orbison?
Love him, yeah, great. People with clear voices and lyrics, love it, yes.
I really heard the Elvis in you.
Thank you very much.
Well, Elvis is going to come back out the bathroom. What we're going to do also is we're going to introduce some Beatle music, and Barry, you should do a CD that has beautiful music. And Barry is, by the way, performing.
From your lips to people with money's ears.
Okay, you heard that. Well, we get a lot of people online, so you know what? He is wonderful. Will you travel? You never know.
Oh, I'll travel.
Good.
I traveled from New Hall to here.
There you go. So anyway, Barry is available too. He does private affairs, and also he would love to do an album. He got wonderful stuff. Now we're going to go on to Sam T. Morris, right?
That's the name she gave me.
That's what it is. Okay.
I always wanted to be a Frank.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, we're gonna get a little Beatle. No Beatle stuff. Okay. Well, we're waiting. We're waiting. You know, we're technically we're waiting here.
Well, at least you didn't want to be a Samantha.
Samantha, yeah, really. Samantha Morris wouldn't go well.
Well, then I could hook up with Michelle. I mean, I can work out.
Then you can work out with Michelle. Then you go.
If I was a gay woman, it would
work. Well, we have to be open. See the show. We have to be open. Next week we're going to have actually a lady that is doing an album with Barry Manilow. She's going to do. Wow. We're the first show that she's going to launch it next week. Yeah,
cool.
Her name is Winifred. Cool. Winifred. Okay, now we're going to play.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
yeah,
Mike wanted to tell you about this. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about the track before we play.
Well, it's...
Thank you. Thank you, Gina. She puts up with me over there.
Yeah, she's wonderful. We put together this song. It's Strawberry Fields.
Okay.
And we've been kind of working on them because... We're kind of perfectionists.
We are
so,
in post-production.
Yeah, and we gave you a little snippet. This is about 56 seconds worth of it. What we've done so far, and we're still adding stuff. So we hope
you a
to
whole version
yeah
a whole version.
Oh, we got the DVD. It's a DVD, which I don't think you can play on the air, but it's
let me play this song. Now, what we're going to listen today is what?
This is Strawberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
This is Sam's take on it, and we're still adding things to it, so...
It's not finished.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not finished.
So, people out there, it's a work in progress. Exactly. Okay. Anyway, the preceding portion of the program has been brought to you by Tutti Frutti Frozen Yogurt. And Tutti Frutti is a wonderful place. You can get all different flavors. And those are our sponsors. You got to talk about your sponsors. That's how you get paid. But anyway, they have cappuccino, flavored cookies and cream, green tea, anything you can name, chocolate. And they're only 35 cents an ounce. So people out there, ask for the VIP card. And Tutti Frutti is located at 10182 Reseda Boulevard in the Bank of America Center in Northridge. And if you want to call them, 818-701-0211, www.tuttifruttifrozenyogurt. See, I got all my sponsors in.
Awesome.
Okay, now we're going to play Strawberry Fields, right?
Yeah, forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Is it forever?
Yeah.
Strawberry Fields,
okay.
Forever.
Okay, forever, okay. All right, we have the chocolate? Okay. Okay, you know, chocolate and strawberries, okay.
Misunderstanding on the sea. I think I know my wings and yet, but it's all alright. That is, I think it's natural, man. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to run them midfield. Nothing is real.
Everyone's mic up here. God, that was a very interesting version of Strawberry Fields.
It's we're trying to go even more psychedelic than they did.
Oh boy, people will be saying, okay, okay. I can see people going to these marijuana places and say, hey, we better listen to this song, you know. But it was very interesting. Tint you have on it. Now, Eleanor Rigby, you didn't bring that today, huh?
We do. Actually, it's a DVD we have, which you can enjoy. Unfortunately, I don't think you can play it on the air. But
No.
But you're free to keep
it. I can find out.
Can you
play
the sound on it?
I'm not sure if you guys can.
You know what? We will find out. You know, find out. We'll play one more song, and we'll get that out. And let me ask you a question, Sam, on that track. I know you recorded that one, and you did Eleanor Rigby.
It's the Come Together song. I really think it's going to be my magnum opus because I've never seen anybody take Jim Morrison is a huge influence of mine. He's my American poet influence. But I've never seen anybody kind of take that approach with the Beatles. And I can really shout a lot like Jim, especially when I've had a couple Heinekens.
Okay. We're good for the Heineken commercials, though. They're not a sponsor yet. But anyway, I guess we can't. We were gonna play a version of your Eleanor Rigby. No, can't.
Go check
possible?
Me out at YouTube. Check me out at YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. I've heard it on YouTube. But anyway, I'm just gonna go back. I see I have you all the singers. I got Barry, my cousin Barry, and you guys. So I have to let's get back to Barry real quick.
So now the instrumentals in back of this is all in studio, or are there musicians behind you? Or?
It is all in studio. Yeah, that's Mike's genius. He's really good at making my old. The violins and the strings on my old Korg M1 come out and sound really like
sound
the real
a little
thing.
Richer.
Yeah, it sounded like almost like the Apple studio, the old Apple studio.
That's what we were going for.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. Now, how did you guys meet?
Well, Mike moved in right next door to me.
Yeah.
And one day I saw him. He had a bunch of Beatles posters and Yes posters. I mean, we have exactly the same taste in music. We're 2 years apart. He's really my musical soulmate. I've never met anybody that has the same taste and love of music as I do.
And yeah, I mean we.
Hold on one second.
Twins almost.
I just gotta take one quick call. Hi, is this Eddie from the Clippers?
That's me.
Hi, Eddie. Sorry, we were busy with phone calls and stuff and music. But anyway, tell people about our tickets available for the Maccabi game. Clippers
are
a proud sponsor of our show. And
Maccabi,
I said the Clippers are proud sponsors of our show, and the Maccabi game, Tel Aviv, will be on Tuesday night,
October 20th.
Okay, so tickets are available. Game. Okay, wonderful.
Tickets are available. Just call me directly at 213.
Okay.
765-8051. All they also give out my email, since I know a lot of email users, you know, check out your show.
Yeah.
It's E Martinez, E-M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, as in zebra, at clippers.com.
Wonderful. And I'll be there at the game on Tuesday. And I want to take my cousin. I want to take my cousin to see the Lakers, right?
Oh yeah,
we got to see the Lakers. You know, he's a big Laker fan. Kobe. So we'll go. We'll go to the Lakers. We're promoting you on our show, which is good. And the Clippers look wonderful. They had a very good game the other day. So
yeah, we beat the Spurs one of the Wednesday night.
Yeah,
so 3-1 so far in the preseason. That's not bad.
No, they look wonderful. They look wonderful. Blake
Griffin had 23 points. He's looking pretty good.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, season tickets, you can get mini plans. Are they available real quick?
Yeah, I have season tickets, mini plans, suites, premier seats. We got it all.
All right.
You can call me at 213-765-8051 for that.
All right. And now, when will the Clippers play the Lakers?
January 6th.
Oh.
Is the first game?
So Barry, January 6th, I got to kick you out.
That's it.
January 6th, we'll go to the game, and I know his wife would like to go.
The 27th is actually the Lakers' home opener against us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the Lakers' home opener. They're going to have the ring ceremony.
Well, you know what? We'll talk. Me and you will talk.
There you go.
Because I would like my cousin to go see it.
I made the best team win.
Who's that? I'm wearing the Lakers. He does. See, Eddie, they see me with Laker gear, so they say, "Why are you rooting for the Clippers?" Say, but I'm
okay.
That's all right.
It's the NBA. That's it.
And also,
hi, I'm Sam Morris, and this is Mark's favorite Beatles song.
All right,
song,
sorry about that. Anyway, thank you very much, and we're gonna LA Clippers. You talk to Eddie, and Eddie, I'll see you at the game on Tuesday.
All right, Cameron, sounds good. We'll see
all right.
You.
Thank you very much. That was Eddie from the L.A. Clippers. And the preceding portion of our show has been brought to you by the L.A. Clippers of the NBA. All right. Now we're all set up. Ready to go? All
I think
right.
So. Sorry about that problem.
All right. Well, after this, we're going to do Beatle retake.
Hi, I'm Sam Morris.
This is
this
video.
Is Mark's favorite Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby, for the Mark and Brian show.
Okay. We didn't hear what you just said.
This is the video here. Sam doing Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where her wedding has been. It's in a dream. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in the jar by the door. Who is it for? Thank you.
I'm Sam Morris, and this is Mark's favorite Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby, for the Mark.
Okay, now we heard that. Anyway, we got 30 seconds left. I want to thank my guest tonight, Barry Eisen. So we'll give him a shout out. He sang very good. We'll have him back to talk about his career. And I'd like to talk to Sam.